ABC Radio Australia.
Well, this year in October, Samoa will make history, being the first small island developing state from the Pacific to host the Commonwealth Heads of Government Meeting, or CHOGM. One of its attendees will be the British High Commissioner to Australia and Head of Oceania Network, Vicky Tredell, alongside His Majesty King Charles III. She shared with me why UK's diplomatic presence across the Pacific matters.
Because what is unique about the Commonwealth? Principles of freedom of expression, the rule of law. What are the themes and issues of common interest to these countries? Where they find economic opportunity are really pressing issues, and some of these nations are vulnerable.
I'm wondering, as you yourself, the role you hold, British High Commissioner to Australia, you are heading to Samoa. Do you already know quite a bit about the Pacific nation itself? How close are you with Samoa?
I know Samoa very well. I'm also head of our Oceania network. So I have that family to look after, and the importance of how we work together, particularly on the issues of the Pacific, and how we listen to the voice of the Pacific. Whatever we do in the region has to be informed and guided by what these Pacific nations themselves want and where they see Britain can help or support. I spent long weekends to enjoy all that Samoa had to offer, visiting both islands and enjoying local culture and food. So I'd like to think I know Samoa pretty well, although it is sadly 10 years ago since I was last there.
One of the issues that faces not just Samoa but the whole of the Pacific region is climate change. Where do you think the leaders will stand, or where would you like the leaders to stand in terms of aid or financial aid towards the Pacific and what they're facing?
Well, the key theme of Prime Minister Fiame's CHOGM is going to be resilience, within which climate impacts and how it affects all of societies, I know, is a priority. But speaking from my personal experience, when I have travelled to Pacific Islands, what people want to see is action. Some of these amazing island nations and people will not have their landmass, will not have clean water because of rising sea levels. They have heard the words, but they want people to walk the talk. The great challenge for nations, how to access those funds. The bureaucracy that is attached to drawing down the funding for things like mitigation and adaptation is how do we deliver the transformational change.
Vicky, with all due respect, some would say the small island nation again of Samoa is taking on such a big risk with having this whole CHOGM held there in a nation that is fighting climate change. Was it necessary to have it in Samoa?
Well, this is what Prime Minister Fiame wanted, probably because she wanted people to come and see and understand. We can talk about this in New York or London or Paris, but until you visit and you see and you interact, you can't really appreciate it. She is a very principled woman. Why else would she have travelled all the way from Samoa to Kigali in Rwanda to make the bid to host CHOGM? She did this because she saw value. The rule of law, democracy, and its values truly matter to her. And yes, Samoa does not have a huge population. Public service, therefore, is proportionate to the scale of that population. But I do remember Samoa hosted the Small Island Developing States meeting, but every civil servant turned put their shoulder to delivering a fantastic conference. It will be done in the Samoan way. Delegations will be asked to think about the size of their delegations, to embrace Samoan hospitality in the way that it will be delivered. This will be a uniquely Samoan experience, and I think all the better for it.
I believe what a significant part of history that is going to be made when you guys get together. What's also significant, the fact, as you said, monarchies will be there. King Charles will also be there too?
Yes, he will, because he is the head of the Commonwealth. So he doesn't just come as the King of the United Kingdom. He comes as the head of the Commonwealth, because that's what the Commonwealth nations decided. They wanted that continuity.
So what does that actually mean for our Pacific to have UK's like diplomatic presence across the Pacific? Geopolitics, the interest into the Pacific has been very, I suppose, has increased exponentially in the last few years. US, China, Taiwan having their hands in our backyard. But what does it mean for UK's presence across the Pacific?
We have a long history in this part of the world. If I'm frank and honest, and I think we should be, we rather took our eye off in our engagement in this region. For example, we closed our high commissions in Tonga and Vanuatu. And about 6 years ago, we realized that that was a strategic mistake, because these countries and our relationships do matter to us. And to re-establish or to establish a resident high commission with a high commissioner to Samoa in its own right, not just being relationship that we have had, but how do we modernize it and make it relevant? You can't do that if you're not there. Mm. So, you know, if you're not in a place, you can't feel it, sense it, understand what people actually want to engage with the government of the day, the ministers of the day, and how we work together.
I saw the statement on the CHOGM website. It talks about how this leaders' meeting can actually empower the Commonwealth's 1.5 billion young people to build a more peaceful, sustainable future. How does that look practically?
Well, number one, we need to hear the voice of the young people, of the part they feel they should be playing. What are their views? What are the issues? And some of that too is, you know, the young entrepreneurs to be able to create sustainable businesses. How do we support them? How do they get the funding and finance? How do they lobby and influence their own governments and be taken seriously? So if you have a gathering of all the heads of government in Apia, they need to listen to the voice of their own youth. And when they return, there will be in the statement at the end of it, what every head of government will do. It's all well and good meeting and talking. How do we translate what we have committed to real action and real impact? How do we fund it? How do we develop policies and programs in our own countries, and how do we collectively influence the global architecture and institutions that exist that should equally be helping to drive this?
And that is the British High Commissioner to Australia, Vicky Tridell.